Chapter 4, Mishnah 5. Barishona hayu omrim kas. Now this doesn't have anything to do with Tvulyom, and says the Karti, we'll see at the end of the next Mishnah why it's in here, but we're not dealing with Tvulyom now at all. What we're dealing with is Barishona omrim. In the beginning they used to say Mechalin al peiros ama aretz, that you can redeem Masa Shani onto the produce of an ama aretz. So what does it mean? Remember, when you took Masa Shani, so it had to, in the first, second, fourth and fifth year, it had to go up to Yerushalayim. You had to eat it in Yerushalayim. But if you lived far, you couldn't get it there. It would go off by the time you got up to Yerushalayim. So they would redeem it onto money or onto other produce maybe that would last. So it says you can redeem it onto produce of an Amma Aretz, even though that already might be Masa Shani, and you're not allowed to redeem Masa Shani onto Masa Shani. The Amma Aretz doesn't know what he's doing, right? He's not 100% sure there. So even though you have that concern, nevertheless, they said you could still redeem your produce onto his produce. Chazri lom, and then they said, af al masav, even onto his money. You could even redeem your produce onto the money of an Amma Aretz, even though that money might already be designated for Masa Shani. Barishon hayu omrim, so too in the beginning they used to say, hayotzi b'kola v'amar, if a person was going out literally in an iron collar, right? They were taking off to prison, and he says, kisvu get leishti, give write a get for my wife. But he forgot to say, and give it to her. Now normally this wouldn't be a good instruction. And if they did write and give a get to his wife, she wouldn't be divorced, because he said write it, but he didn't yet say give it. But in this case over here, hara elu yichtavu v'yitnu, they would write it and they would give it, and they assumed the reason he didn't say give it is because he's so tumbled from being dragged out in chains that he forgot to say that. Chazru loma, then they added, af hamefarish vayotzi b'shara, even if he's going out on a voyage, let's say he sets out with a caravan, and he says, write for my wife a get, and he forgets to say give it, so again, it's valid. They must write it for her and give it to her, and it's a valid divorce. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, he says, af hamasukan, even one who's at the point of death, he's seriously ill, and he's lying there on his deathbed, and he says, write a bill of divorce for my wife, and he forgets to say, give it to her. That's valid. If they write it and they give it, same situation, so that would be a valid get.